Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Swifties!
Oh, my Lord. Atlanta and labor and delivery.
Oh,
what is
God.
This? Why'd you yell so loud and how?
Did you hear the news last night?
No, what the hell happened?
Taylor Swift announced a new album's dropping. She announced it in the middle of the night last night.
Oh my, when? Well, now
it's
what?
It's called, it's TS12.
Okay.
TS12. Travis
was
there.
Oh, now she's sporty.
Travis was there. His brother was there. Everybody was there. I'm so excited. My watch thinks I'm having another stroke.
Watch thinks you're having a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Chill out.
I woke up to the news that
Breathe.
Taylor Swift announced TS12, The Life of a Showgirl.
Wow.
I want to cry. We've been waiting for more Taylor Swift music. This stuff touches my soul.
Let me
Make
guess.
Fun of me for being a Swiftie. I don't care. She's gotten me through many a breakups.
I just got this inkling, sensation, and suspicion that she done got a lot of glitter surrounding this album.
Yeah, that would probably be from what you saw on TV with her and Travis. Yes, you saw it. It was what were the colors? Green and pink?
I have no idea.
Green and red?
No clue.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my little victory is Swifties, today is our day. Taylor announced TS12's coming out last night, and I can't wait. We have the new album. We've been waiting for this.
I'm not mad at
it. We've been waiting for this.
No, I'm not mad at it.
And I didn't expect it to be this soon, so I'm proud of her. She never stops working. Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your little victory? Because I'm just living on my excitement of Taylor Swift's new album. What's yours?
My little victory is much less exciting than that, bro. It's just
fine.
I got my 10-week appointment for my knee surgery today. So,
awesome.
I mean, not much less exciting, but it's exciting to me. Not as exciting
That's
to you
exciting.
Or everybody else.
We can sing Taylor Swift together.
Exactly. We as soon as the album drops.
Yay.
Yes. And I can dance on my knees now. Hopefully we get to Dr. Lisa's
now.
And go ahead and check it out and see what my knee's looking like. I'm hopeful that they say I could drive.
Today the day where you might get the okay to drive?
Well, because today's the double day where I've got my doctor's appointment with Lisa, Dr. Lisa Sienkiewicz, right? I'm the surgeon.
I don't know. Oh, okay, that's your surgeon.
My surgeon.
Okay, you're saying that to me like I know her.
Well,
I'm like, I don't know who Lisa is.
You better know. Dr. Lisa.
Got it. Your surgeon.
And
awesome.
Then I've also got physical therapy with my therapist, Chloe, after. So it's like a double day, double dip.
I'm gonna behave.
I am. I'm going.
You better
I'm
be on your best behavior so we can get you driving again.
You know I'm about to show out, though. I'm about to show them what I can do, what I've been practicing, what I've been working on.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. All right. So we're going to have a full Taylor Swift review and
a knee review.
A knee review tomorrow. It's going to be great. All right. You ready for the question of the day, or should we take a second? Hold on.
I mean, which, like, honestly, dog, after some Taylor Swift, after the fact that I've got a knee update.
I got so excited about Taylor Swift.
I think we could just push in.
I got caught up in her new album.
Why not? I think we could just push in.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I'm always ready. Come on, let's go.
Your body's awake.
Ooh.
But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Oh, look at the question of the day. It has to do with my crisis over the weekend, getting 911 called on me with a wellness check.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally asked for help over the weekend because I was not okay. And yeah. I asked my neighbor for help and she called 911. They did a wellness check. I ended up in the hospital. It was all on the show yesterday. I'm not retelling it. So the question of the day led us to, are you going to ask for help?
Do you ask for help when you want it? Or do you ask for help when you need it?
Need it. By far need it.
Need it.
Don't you think?
Easily.
I mean, I won't even, if I want it, please, I'll never ask for help.
And it's one thing, I think there's a certain level of maturity to yeah. ask for help when you need it versus when you want it.
Yeah.
But there is also a certain stubbornness that comes with asking when you need it versus when you want it.
Oh, it's not, you know, it's, you don't want to bug people. Mm-hmm. You don't want to bother people.
You don't want to be a nuisance
yeah.
to anybody. And you don't want to put anybody out. Or it's also for some people, the fear of getting rejected when you do ask for the help. Because personally, aww. I feel like it happens. Right? It's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to other people where you ask for some help or you reach out and, you know, in need of something, someone, they can't, they won't, A, B, C, or D.
Well, I don't ask for help because I'm afraid to get rejected.
Maybe you don't.
I think it's a humble thing. Like, I just don't want to ask anyone for help. Like, sometimes you just have to swallow your pride mm-hmm. and go, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
It's pride for me. Like, period. That's all it is. I mean, having to ask my neighbor to call and check on me was really hard, but I had to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's not a rejection. I feel like usually if I ask people for help, they will step up.
Word.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, no.
Maybe you
ever?
Don't. Not
you
ever.
Have so many good friends that
I
help
have,
you.
I have great friends, but it doesn't mean I haven't experienced rejection when you ask for help, when you need it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so,
true.
So then when you want
true.
It, you go, I'm just going to stick it out, right?
Like, hey, I'm moving.
Right. And think about it like this. Put yourself into the perspective of all the people that have so many floods, you know, in their basement. You might need help. You might want help, but you probably definitely might not be asking for help right now because you understand yeah. that so many other people are going through the same exact thing.
Yeah, I'm seeing this.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's
not about the rejection. At the end of the day, it's because you don't want to put anybody out.
You don't want to bug people.
You don't want to bug people.
You don't
want
to bother people.
But to be rejected never feels good for anybody.
No.
So pridefully you go, and rather than getting told, nah, you know.
Totally. I'm going to go to the text line and we'll go to the phones. 414-533-1. The question is of the day, will you ask for help or not? Because I finally had to. Thank God I did. Let's go to the phone. Screw it. See who's calling. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, Saucy Sandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I ask you a question in real time?
Yeah.
Does the show sound normal? Do I sound wacky? Since my hospital said. Do I sound normal?
You sound normal.
Thank God. I have this paranoia thing going on where I think I don't sound right.
Ever yeah, no, you're good.
Well, ever
you're
since
good.
I saw the text I sent, I'm paranoid about everything I say and do.
Understandable.
You know what I mean?
No, I understand.
I'm paranoid. I'm like, do I sound normal? Do I sound okay? Like, these are the things I'm wondering as I'm talking to you guys every day.
My brain tells me I'm talking right,
my
but am I really speaking okay?
Honest to God, that's what I'm having right now.
Nah, you good, OG.
Okay,
you good.
I just wanted to check, and I knew you two would tell me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Saucy. So anyway, you were saying, will you ask for help?
Okay, well, actually not asking for help is actually a trauma response.
Oh, really? Go on.
For many years, I did not ask for help in fear of having it thrown back in my face.
Mm, what do you mean?
Or used against me.
Like? Give me an example so I understand.
Well, I did this for you. I can't believe that you're going to treat me that way.
Oh, they manipulate
even
you.
Though you just called somebody out on their bad behavior.
Okay, no, Saucy, this is a great point because I have actually called my own family members out on this and I will leave them nameless, but I have called them and said, for you to call somebody and say, if after everything I've done for you is so manipulative.
That's manipulation.
That is
a manipulative
statement to someone no matter what you did for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I saved your whole family. It's if I say, if after everything I've done,
but
it's just so manipulative.
That makes you never want to ask that person
That's
for
right.
nothing ever again.
110%.
You shouldn't. Because because they don't have good communication skills.
Oh, you counting coins? No, we're good on that side. Thank you.
Yep, yeah. Yep. So after many years, I realized I can't ask these people for help. But I have learned there are people that I can ask for help. And so, yeah, sometimes I do ask for help.
It just depends on who and when.
All right, but you actually, I'm glad you brought that up because that is a good point as to why some people will and won't. It's the manipulation you get from the other side sometimes. And I hope people listening think about that when they say that to other people, because you do need to be aware that that is not cool to say to
not
people.
Okay.
After everything I've done for you. I hate that line.
Not okay.
I know people that have done that.
That's not the move.
Trigger. But I've also said something to people who've said that to me. So, all right. Thank you, Saucy. Have a good day.
No problem. Much love. Bye.
Carrie in Kenosha texted into 414-533-1037. She said, I'm with DZ. I move mountains to help people, but crickets when I need something.
It sometimes happens. You know?
Mm-hmm. Somebody else, D, said, Deanna in Hell's Corner said, I don't ever ask for help. Thankfully, I married a man that will tell me to sit my butt down, and he will take things from me when I'm doing too much. Aw.
Okay.
Where do you get one of those?
You got to keep looking.
Dang it. All right, fine. Well, do you guys ask for help? We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so we're talking about will you ask for help or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly hate asking for help. It's a miracle I asked my neighbor to call to help me at all this weekend.
But it's good that your body gave you the reaction to go,
something's wrong.
Talk to somebody.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank goodness. Thank gravy. Thank whatever.
But I don't like asking for help, and neither do you.
I'm a stubborn goat.
Same.
Listen, even after surgery, my wife still had to be like, hey, you just had knee surgery. Let's try to not do that.
Dude, DZ, I have this vivid memory of doing yard work with my dad as an adult and him being like, what are you trying to prove? Because I was doing everything by myself.
He was heated.
He was mad.
Get off my lawn.
I swear my dad said, what are you trying to prove? I'll never forget that day in my life ever because I kept doing too much.
You was over pops it in the yard. He said, back up. This is
mad.
My lawn.
It's a true story.
Hey, that is. And,
what
and
are you trying to prove?
And it's a fact of life. What are you trying to prove?
Let's go to Allison in Racine.
great name.
I agree. Hey, Allison.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
So I definitely, Saucy totally hit it on the head.
Yeah.
It is totally a trauma response for me.
Okay.
Because growing up in my family, if you asked for help, I was always told, oh, we'll help you when we can, or this person's more important, or this other sibling has this going on. So you just stop asking.
You felt you got put off. Are you the baby by chance? Let me ask.
I am. I was always put off because someone else was more important and always told no or always told eventually we'll do it, and it never happened. So you just stop.
We'll get to you and the you doesn't happen.
I was a baby and I feel like it was the other way. I got everything. You know what I mean?
And that's why I asked, because it feels like
it's
one or the other. You either get everything because you're the baby or you get nothing because you're the baby.
Exactly.
And it carried into my adulthood. Like my husband now, it took me about like 5 years to even think, should I ask him for anything?
Stop.
It is. And he is amazing. Like if I even hint of something, he's like, oh, do you want me to do that? I'll do that right now. Oh, I'll help you with that. Oh, let's do that now. So it's totally different, but it took a long time and therapy to realize. Well,
then good for you.
That I'm not the problem.
Good for
I am not the problem.
Allison, I knew I loved you. You know what? Say less.
We appreciate you, Allison.
Bye.
You guys have a great day. Love you both.
Love you too.
Bye.
Hey, please sign your name to
the
text.
Not the problem.
No, the text say, Buenos dias. With age comes wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to ask for help from the right people and highly recommend better to swallow your pride rather than choke. That's Bella in Kenosha.
Fair.
And then somebody said 100% on the trauma. Not the youngest, though.
A lot of the trauma does stem from some of the oldest, too.
Fair enough.
Right? You know, you get told that you kind of got to lead the pack somehow, and then you really don't get no help.
I always tell my sisters, I was the baby, but but they were 5 and 8 years older than me. So I spent a lot of time alone with my parents. And I'm sorry, that was trauma. Okay, I got the brunt of it.
Hey, yo.
No, really. Like, I got the brunt of it from the... I'm not kidding. Because think of it, there's nobody else to yell at.
People don't talk about the age gap.
They don't talk about stuff like that.
Because
no,
because then, yeah, some of the older siblings out of the
house. I was alone.
At one point,
they
I
were
left
in
for college
and high school.
Ding, 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 ding. My little sister was in middle school, high school, finishing up. And I was like, good luck,
yep,
hon.
And nobody's there to protect me.
Text me if you need me.
All right, let's go to Shoop, who's calling next, our math teacher. We're talking about if you actually ask for help or not. This was the theme of the week with the flood, with me being in the hospital. I mean, we had a lot. Will you ask for help, Shoop? Good morning.
You ask her.
Asking, sorry, early on in life, no. Later on in life, absolutely.
Okay.
Knowing to ask for help is very, very important.
Well, and aren't you in sobriety?
Health.
Yeah, Shoop, right?
Yes.
And is it when you need it or when you want it?
When I need it.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. And when you want help, it's very, very hard to ask.
Sure.
But when you get to the point where you need help, people come out of the woodwork.
Yes.
I hear what he's saying.
You start to believe in humanity again if you connect with the right people.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, it's my true. Wonderful wife is one of those people that does not ever ask for help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of our favorite quotes is, you know, I need you to figure it out for me.
So you're a busy guy.
Like, it's hard, you know, but when you have a good relationship with people and you're always helping, mm-hmm. I don't know who texted in and saying, you know, you're always giving and then you don't, you know, you kind of don't get that help. Right.
That's
really, really hard. With asking for help, mm-hmm. it takes a lot of pride to say, yes, I really do need help.
It does. Right. Daryl and Racine texted in and said, growing up as a middle child, I was trained to not ask for anything, but have learned as an adult that it's okay to ask for help. And it is. And that is the moral of the story, mm-hmm. you guys.
Right.
Thank God. You have to ask for help or you can't do everything alone. Well, nobody can do everything alone.
There
period.
Is something beautiful that comes out of asking for help and when a community does come together, mm-hmm. right? Because you do find that so many people need the same things at the same time that you say, all right, let's rally them.
Yeah.
Let's rally them.
And I'm way more closer to my neighbors now. After mm-hmm. asking them for help. That's the even crazier part.
Bonds.
You ask people for help and you become closer.
That part.
If you do it right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think that's a huge point to focus on.
That's where
too.
The humanity, all that comes back. The family, the friends, the community.
The
like
love.
It all comes back together, you know?
Yep. Yeah. It takes a village, guys.
Yeah,
it ain't just for the kids. Yeah.
Amen.
Shoop, appreciate you.
All right, love you, Shoop.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today we got an email from a listener.
Yes, who wants to be killed anonymous.
We will not say her actual name. You can call her whatever you want.
So we're going to call her... Let's figure it out at the end. How about that?
Okay,
let's read through, and then we'll decide from the context.
Mm.
It says, Allie and DZ, I have a What Would DZ Do? Please keep me anonymous. So I work for a pretty big local company. Location I work at is small, though, with less than 10 office employees.
Okay.
I get along great with all my coworkers, managers, owners, etc., yada, yada. The location I work at, the manager was retiring, so they were looking for a replacement.
Hmm.
We all noticed was coming up and wondered what or who would take their place.
Hmm.
I thought
Who's
about
gonna
it.
Get the job?
I thought about it, but never showed interest. But as it turns out, the managers highly recommended me as their replacement.
Oh, that's nice.
Good for you. Ultimately, it was up to the owners, and they must have agreed because shortly after, they offered me the position.
Got it.
I am in my late 20s. I have been with the company for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And not to toot my own horn, but I'm an overall good employee.
Get it, girl.
Facts. I've never been late. I've never called in.
Good,
I get
good
all
confidence.
My work done. I go above and beyond what is expected of me. All that. Thing is, I am currently the youngest in my office.
There it is.
My coworker was also interested in position.
Oh, here it comes.
They had made it clear numerous times, and to be honest, I was rooting for them.
What?
Now that they have announced that I will be taking over as manager, my coworker has been treating me differently. I understand being their boss is going to be different than being their coworker, but part of me hoped they would still be happy for me like I would have been if they had picked them. A different employee has made some side comments also about me being offered.
So they're being shady about her getting the position because she's younger, but it sounds like she's a good employee. So what? Let me let you finish. No, I'm getting fired up.
They're saying things like they're too young. They haven't been here that long. They don't know what they're doing.
Maybe true.
Whatever. But she says, I get along with all of them. I got along with all of them before this. Yeah. And I understand that it could be hard taking authority from someone younger, but I accepted the position and it is what it is, right? It's my first time in any management role and I'm still learning the ropes. So what would DZ do?
Okay. So she basically is getting promoted to a boss and she's like the lowest on the totem pole. She's one of the youngest, but she's a hard worker. And she's saying now people are basically not respecting her and she wants to know how to manage going from a position where she's the lowest to now being their boss.
I'll tell you one thing.
That's tough.
You might be the youngest in the office, but you're not the youngest, right? As far as life experience.
You can get respect.
You're in your late 20s, right?
You're right.
Not in your early 20s. Yeah. I think this is a different conversation. I'm assuming you're at least 27, 28-ish, right? What do we call her, though? What are you trying to call her?
Let's call her... I don't want to...
Manager Macy.
Oh, Manager Macy. There you go. I was going to say she needs some confidence. That's what she needs. But Manager Macy's nicer than what I was... It was going to be like, needs confidence, Callie or something.
Manager,
yes, I like it.
Within the name also serves what she needs. She needs to embrace the management role. Right now, she might not be in that full transition. She said it herself at the end. She's learning the ropes.
Well, what do you guys think? 414-533-1037. DZ, what is your advice? Because they can call or text that number. What should Macy do?
The second she assumes full role responsibility.
As the manager?
She's got to hire a new employee. I'm so serious.
Wait, what?
What do you mean? Let me say it like this. She's got a power move without power moving the people that are already there. She holds a certain respect for the people she's worked with, right? But she doesn't want to lose any of their respect.
Yeah.
I think there's something within being able to bring in a new person that has never worked with you and can work under you. That also sends a message to the people that are maybe looking to disrespect you that y'all better fall in line and figure this out because I am the manager and I will manage y'all. Don't take their slights too much to heart.
I agree.
You're gonna have to manage them
and they're gonna have to fall in line. Thank you, DZ. You need to step up and act like the leader. That's what you need to do.
Hiring a new person, if you're able to, hiring a new person, because you're gonna need to hire a replacement. Yeah. Obviously, you're leaving a role. Mm-hmm. You fill your replacement now and go, look, your roles are replaceable too.
You know what? If you're good at your job and you do it right, you should be able to lead no matter how old you are, because there will always be people older than you in a job and there will always be people younger than you. Let's think about our boss, our female boss. We have a few bosses. I'm not talking about hard pants. Mm-hmm. Our female boss is much younger than me.
Yeah.
And I respect her more than anybody in this building. And because there's a perfect example that if you are a good leader and you know what you're doing and you're good at your job, there's zero reason you cannot earn respect. And
don't
I'm
care.
Telling you, and you know how bossy I am, and I will respect this our boss all the time because she keeps it together.
And
so,
if you command respect will be given.
That's right.
It's hard to come through something like, you know, a job where other people also felt like they were qualified for the same position.
Yeah.
Bring somebody else in to hire you for your role and then let them know, look, hey, we're going to get active. What's up?
Totally. Oh my gosh, the phones are going crazy.
Yeah.
Right, screw it. Let's take one. I mean, I didn't realize how much they were ringing. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Good morning, Rachel.
What city are you calling from this morning?
I am calling from Oconomowoc.
Okay, hope you're dry.
For real.
not quite, but it's okay.
So you here with a problem today? Manager Macy is worried about taking over as a manager because she's the youngest, she's the newest. Do you have advice for her?
Yeah, absolutely. I was in the same position as her maybe 4 years ago, and it's tough. You really have to keep your mind in the right place and not think about those situations where you're like, oh, what are they going to think? Don't, doesn't matter what they think.
It's a clean slate, new role.
You cannot care what they think because you're their boss is essentially what's, you cannot be worried if they like you or not. You have to lead with respect.
You're not a coworker anymore.
Right.
And
that's
you took the position.
You're a leader.
So you do believe in yourself to some degree, Macy, right?
Yeah.
You took the position. You could have said no.
Right. Well, and that's to make sure that you keep your mind in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Stay focused.
And it sounds like she wants to be great. She sounds like she wants to be really, really good.
Wait. Oh,
she's
my gosh.
She's never been a manager before.
You know what? I just had a memory, and I don't know if I'm supposed to repeat this, but I'm going to because it's me. I won't say who said it to me, but I know someone who works very, very high up in HR in a very big company, not in Milwaukee, okay?
Okay.
And they said that the amount of time they spend doing crisis intervention for managers who are in crisis because of they're dealing with their employees. Like they're getting support.
Yeah.
She goes, it's a thing. All day, every day, I'm doing crisis management with managers because they're losing it as being managers. And I go, but nobody talks about that side.
I hated being a manager. Management sucks.
She's like, oh, all day, every day. Crisis one, crisis two.
Macy's going to figure it
out.
Yeah, she said all the time.
Higher. You feel me? So you going to be, and who knows, maybe these people that you've been having problems with initially right now that were once friends as coworkers are already looking for a new job.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes turnover is good turnover.
That part.
I agree. Sometimes you need change and you need evolution and you need things to get better. So I support that. All right. Thanks for calling, Rachel.
Yeah,
it's good to
have
talk
a good
to
one,
you.
Guys.
You too. Bye. Much love. Appreciate you.
Akana Milwaukee's a hot zip for us lately. What's going on?
Doing
ever since
thing.
You went there.
Doing their thing.
All right, 414-533-1037. The problem is Macy is becoming a manager, but she's stressed because she's the youngest, and she's now being put in a leadership position. She doesn't know how to deal with it.
Well, I mean, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, it's tough. All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So Kayla in West Bend texted in to 414-533-1037. She said the way her coworkers are reacting to her promotion tells you a lot. They're not management material. Ooh.
That's a really, really good point.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with Mike in Waukesha this morning. He wants to get in. He's got an opinion.
Oh, Mike. Well, upon.
Hi, Mike.
Hello again. I can't believe how many times you guys answered. It's awesome.
We got you, man. We're going to take care of you, my boy. You're consistent.
Here. Why wouldn't we answer? We're here.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes people don't want to talk to me.
Aww.
Well, we want to talk to you,
We're
Mike.
Here.
What's
Mike,
up? You got some advice?
Yeah, what should Macy do?
I think she shouldn't worry about it. If she's got the respect of her current coworkers, then she shouldn't have any problems. If she's lacking that respect and like not pulling her weight currently, then I can see where they're going to be a little irritated with it and, you know, mad and not supportive and stuff like that. So I don't think it's necessarily jealousy. Maybe they just think like, hey, she doesn't do her thing now.
Yeah.
She ain't going to do it down the road either.
But she even said that she goes above and beyond. She's a good employee. Never been late, has never called in, gets all of her work done, and does what's expected of her plus some.
Yeah.
That's literally the prototype for somebody.
That's one side of somebody's story, though. So maybe that's a key thing.
Oh, he's saying Macy's shady.
Devil's advocate, and I love it.
You would come in with a negative.
I've worked with a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm an awesome worker. I'm a great hard worker. And I'm like,
and everybody
I
else.
Differ.
He's not wrong.
You're not
He's
wrong.
He's not wrong.
You're not wrong, my
Mike,
man.
Mike, look at you coming in. That's why you get in. You come in with the knowledge.
But then she wouldn't have gotten promoted, obviously, right?
Well, yeah. No, that's not true. We've seen people in management positions that had
I've
no
got an
business
opinion
being
on that,
there.
Too, but it's not appropriate.
This
I know why
true.
Some people get promoted. So.
This is true.
Hey,
Mike, you too funny. Now I know
we all seen the concert.
I knew Tom was sleeping with John. I knew they were sleeping together.
Now I know why people don't want to talk to you, Mike. You keep it too real sometimes.
He said she better not go to Coldplay.
Bye, Mike.
Bye, guys.
We appreciate you, dog. Let's talk to him.
He said the Coldplay joke.
Call again, please.
Oh, God.
We like talking to you, my man.
All right, let's go to Luke in Oconomowoc. He said he tried to get in so hard yesterday, and he could not get through.
Today's a new day, Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hopefully everybody's feeling good and everybody's upright today.
Yeah.
That part.
Yesterday was a wild day, and we're focusing. We're moving forward.
We're moving forward. We're getting there, man. Together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just told DZ I don't want to look at my Ring camera, but that's another topic for another day. Okay, so.
Just remembered we had one.
I forgot. Anyway, so what's the advice, Luke?
Luke, holla at manager Macy.
Well, my advice for her is I was in the same boat many years ago with the company that I used to work for.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And made a lot of friends. And then when they offered me the manager's position, supervisor role, whatever it was.
Yeah, they hated you.
Lost a lot of friends.
I was going to say the same thing.
You could say that. But then after they realized on what kind of manager I actually was and the attitude that I had.
They liked you.
They came back around.
Yeah, they all came back around. So like, just keep the attitude that you have as a normal worker.
True.
Stay the same.
Show your coworkers that you haven't changed at all. Like, you haven't changed one bit, you know.
Keep cheering them on.
Manager role doesn't mean that you know, you're going to be a straight up butthead to anybody, because
or booty head.
Booty head, yeah, booty head, like Mila would say, booty head.
You know, if she's getting offered by the other managers at that company, girl, take it.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely take
you're
it.
Right.
And she did, right.
Luke,
Those people are probably obviously looking at you like, you know, she is a very well performer. She does her job correctly.
Hold on,
she
though.
Shows Luke, up every day.
Don't you think a true manager would not even be stressed about this? Them worrying about them? Like, if you were going to lead and you were ready for that position, let's say, ready is the key word.
Ready, yeah.
Would you even let that stuff, you know, bug you?
No, but part of the problem is never having been in management before. You have that self-doubt because you're like, oh, me, a manager? I'm just a worker. Whoa.
And it's a lot of responsibility.
It's a huge step.
It's a totally different job.
Right.
Yeah, when I first got my manager role, the first person I called, well, besides my wife, was my dad. My dad's like, you know what? You deserve it. He goes, you've been in this industry for so long. He goes, if I had the case, if I wasn't so close to retirement, I'd come work by you just so I'd have you as a boss, because I know on how good a employee you had been.
Oh, Pops was gassing you up.
Wait, Luke, did anyone else hear that? Am I the jerk mixed into what would DZ do today? I called my dad before I called my wife to tell him I got the job. Did anyone else hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Luke!
I heard that.
Just keep that attitude that you had been, and you know,
just
go with it, you know. And if the thing is if you don't like the way it is, if you don't like the manager role, because you know some people when they take it, they're like, oh man, I'm not really managing.
I don't like it.
Yeah, this sucks.
That company will find you a spot to go back to whatever you were doing, because whatever you were doing, you were good at.
True.
Well, and everybody wants the manager position until they realize how much stress comes with managing. Well,
It's
not just the title. It's a whole drama job.
It's drama, isn't it? You were a manager once at a shop. Wasn't it all drama?
It was a lot of drama. I had dreams recently about being a manager again.
You did?
And I woke up in cold sweats. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Run for your life. Luke, run for your life.
Luke, can we be honest? She's going to figure out real quick that it ain't sunshines and rainbows. And if the pay is worth it, she's going to figure it out.
That's true.
Yeah, she will. And I'm sure she's going to be more than confident taking it. And she should absolutely take it, because you know it's a new thing. Try it. If it doesn't work, well, then you know
then
that
dip.
Company will find you a role to where you can step down and somebody else can take the job. But
I don't think she's
gonna have an issue, especially if they don't have a problem with her.
Keep being the champion she's been, because she said I would have been happy if one of them had gotten the job.
That's the thing.
Keep that attitude, right, and you'll be all right.
And
Luke
you'll be fine.
It.
People are saying they're jealous. Well, they might be,
but
then again, if they are, you need to keep moving and go in the position and live your life.
Yep.
So,
correct.
And shout out to Lori from Tosa.
Jealousy ain't for the workplace. Luke, man, we appreciate
you,
dog.
Luke.
Just keep your head up. We'll see you guys.
Peace,
bye.
Man. Keep your head up.
Lori said sometimes it can be imposter syndrome and a feeling of not being good enough and fear for people will say or think. You're right, Lori. But again, then you don't belong in a management position. Next.
Ding, 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 ding.
Go enjoy your life and live your life.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, something good happened to us. Finally, the great flood of 2025.
The Milwaukee flood.
Everything else. And then I woke up to this. And if you... Oh, I was so excited. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. What's up?
You ready to hear what Taylor Swift announced in the middle of the night? Here we go.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got...
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Sorry, I got excited.
Every Jason time. Going crazy in the back. It's,
so Taylor Swift went on, you know, her boyfriend Travis's podcast with his brother. And she announced in the middle of the night that the TS12 album is ready. Life of a Showgirl. Here it is one more time. Her getting on the podcast, announcing it literally in the middle of the night. Here it is.
To show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Travis is smiling.
Pink green with TS on it.
Nose. Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS. Kelsey Brothers go crazy.
A big announcement was that we've got the new T-Swift album. Now, here's the thing. We don't know when it's coming out. I'm going to keep it real.
Okay.
We don't have the release date, but she held it up and said it's done and it's ready. And that's what we've been waiting for.
It's even blurred out. So you don't really like see the album yet. You just see the briefcase.
It's called The Life of a Showgirl, announced August 12th, this morning in the middle of the night on 2025. And we still don't know the release date. That's all I got. Pre-orders are available. Fans can expect the album to arrive sometime in the near future, and that's all I have other than it was announced on Travis and Jason Kelsey's podcast.
Near
that's
future
all I got.
Could mean so many things.
Oh, so
but that's
excited.
That's a cool marketing move to announce it on the podcast with her man's and her man's brother, because that's not really common.
If that doesn't tell you, and this is it for these two, I mean, she's putting her whole release album on his podcast. They're getting married. Well, I mean, they might as well be at this point.
Think about the clicks, the views, the follows they probably got. Let's just keep it honest.
Aww.
She's making it work for him, man. She's bolstering his career.
So exciting.
Past football.
Well, one more time, if you missed it, Taylor Swift in the middle of the night announced that her new album is ready. Listen to this.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep. This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Sorry, I have to scream every time with him. Okay, I'll stop. We'll play a song, and then we'll get into Am I the Jerk. I'm done screaming about Taylor Swift. Thank you for letting me.
Can I be real?
Thanks for letting me have my moment, DZ. I really needed that T-Swift moment.
Until that album drops, until anybody's album drops,
what?
I'm not the guy that's going to gush over it. Because it could mean near future, could mean tomorrow, could mean next week, could mean a month, could mean months.
Fair, and I normally don't either, but Taylor always comes out with a full album I can listen to straight through. Nobody does that anymore.
No skips.
Nobody does that anymore. That's why when you get people like that, you're like, oh, I'm gonna be able to listen to the whole thing. I just know it.
How soon do you think she's dropping for real?
It's a great question. I wish I knew.
But we don't.
We don't, but we're gonna call everybody in the business.
I swear we're gonna try to find out.
Mm-hmm. All right, Am I the Jerk's next? Hold on.
Don't think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for skipping her wedding because the dog died? What?
Ew.
Now I got to hear more. I got to hear more.
Without the context.
Hold on.
Let's get
okay, and then we can give her a name.
Let me adjust myself.
You can always send in your Am I the Jerks, your moral dilemmas, to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. That's our email. Just send it to us or slide into the DMs.
It's
whatever,
safe.
Like this one. She said, am I the jerk? I got married this year. It was a small but beautiful ceremony with our closest family and friends. My sister and I are close, but she's also extremely dramatic and emotional. She was supposed to be my maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 days before my wedding, her 14-year-old dog passed away unexpectedly.
That's sad.
I was obviously sympathetic, but she called me upset, saying she couldn't handle coming to the wedding because she was too devastated.
That's sad. But...
So I tried to talk her down, even offered to have someone come pick her up. Said, we'll come get you, we'll bring you, and we'll even take you home early.
We'll make it easy for you. You just got to show up.
She said no. So she missed one of the biggest days of my life. It hurt, and I had no maid of honor.
Mm.
We didn't talk much after that. Now we're not talking at all.
Okay. I'm following.
So am I the jerk for being mad my sister skipped my wedding because of her dead dog? Or should it be, am I the jerk for skipping her wedding because my dog died is really the way
it's
it should
really
be.
How it should be.
It should have been
the sister writing in saying, am I the jerk
am
for skipping?
Am I the jerk?
Yeah.
I messed up.
But it was the sister that got married that wrote in.
And is
asking, is she the jerk for being mad at her sister or what?
Yeah. Am I the jerk for being mad my sister didn't come to my wedding?
Mm. this is tough. Because you know your pets are your babies. I get that 1,000%. We've got very loyal listeners that have very deep loves for their pets. We love our pets. You had a dog that you had for so long,
obsessed
Bella.
Obsessed with Bella till she died. And she was, 14 almost. So
we both have had dogs pet.
And I've lost other dogs.
The last few years, actually. We both had our pets passing within months of each other.
I honestly don't think, this is the longest I've gone without a pet in my life these past 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've always had a pet. I've always had a dog. No.
Okay.
No,
just making sure.
I mean, I'll watch Dino and Hampton, but I'm not keeping them.
Okay.
Maybe I am, actually. They do like me. Okay.
No, hear me out.
Yeah.
I get where you're really sad. You're torn apart. Your dog is your life. And who knows? Maybe that dog has gotten you through a bunch.
Everything.
A lot of people's dogs. And we've had dog scenarios where it's like, these dogs are your lives. But it's your sister. You've got blood relation. Y'all got blood ties and blood memories. That dog does not transcend, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think she should have been there. I genuinely do.
I do, too. I actually agree with you for once.
Yay!
For once, yay!
But how do you tell somebody, hey, the loss in the morning you're going through isn't worth it, and it's not bigger than me?
The dog died suddenly. I know it was 14, but it died suddenly, it said.
How sudden is 14,
Well, it said
dog.
Unexpectedly. I agree. At 14, you should be preparing yourself. But people are never prepared to let their pets go. You're never prepared. Grief is grief. You're not prepared to let anybody go. Let's be real.
You're wrong there.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
All right, 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad her sister didn't come to her wedding because her dog died.
She was supposed to be your maid of honor.
I actually think that's so messed up.
You should have a backup plan at that point,
Why
I guess.
Why would you need a backup plan when your sister is your maid of honor, DZ? Knock it off.
Your sister called you
and said
she wasn't in a mental capacity place to come to your wedding. You should have been like, well, one of my other bridesmaids got to step on up. You're moving on up. Moving on up.
You're my new friend and sister.
For real.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys. I see the phones are going crazy. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk to you next. Is she the jerk for being mad her sister didn't come to her wedding because her dog died? Yikes.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's a jerk for being mad at her sister that she didn't come to her wedding after her dog abruptly died.
I'm sorry to say it, but the dog of 14 years abruptly passed.
Well, I'm going to start with Maddie in Waukesha, who was formerly Maddie of New Berlin, and she said she moved. So, hey, Maddie.
Oh, good morning, moved Maddie.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So, I'm saying jerk, which I'm a huge animal lover, but the reason I'm saying jerk is because, obviously, she's still grieving, and I understand, it's going to be hard to, be happy and not emotional when it's already an emotional day. However, it's your sister. You could tell her, okay, I don't think I can do the maid of honor duties. I'm really sorry, but, I'll still be there for you. So, just the fact that she didn't show up at all. I'll show up for the ceremony,
Hold on, Maddie. So you're saying not the jerk for the sister being mad that she didn't show up? Because it's the sister that got married that hit us up.
Right.
Okay, yeah. The sister's not the jerk for being mad.
She's not the jerk for being mad.
Oh.
You're saying the sister that didn't show up is the jerk, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
I actually do agree with that.
You can figure it out, and maybe, I can't assume those full responsibilities. And this jerk isn't about solutions. It's just straight up jerk or not the jerk, right? But
I agree.
I can be there because I know how big of a day it is for you and you're my sister. But she straight up said, nah, my dog's more important.
Dude, somebody texted in, Shih Tzu Shelly's the jerk. You guys, come on.
Maddie.
I cannot. Bye, Maddie.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Appreciate you. So, she was saying, she was flipping
She
it.
Did not. She had herself backwards is what you're telling me. Okay.
So she's saying not the jerk for being mad that your sister didn't show up to your wedding. It's okay that you're mad. She could have put it aside. She's an animal lover. Maddie's an animal lover, but she's saying the dog is not bigger than family. Not the jerk.
All right. Let's go to Amanda then in Waukesha. Also, Waukesha, very hot today. And she's got her own theme song from calling 5 days in a row on this show. Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shih Tzu Shelly. They've named her on the text line today.
I gotta change my answer because I also had it backwards.
Oh, you guys. Maybe I screwed everybody up.
You flipped it on me. Shih Tzu Shelly is the bigger jerk.
The sister for not coming to the wedding. Okay.
For not coming. Mm-hmm. I've had dogs. I currently have dogs. I've been there while we put our dog down. Yeah.
And you still show up to the event, the important event?
You got it. I worked the day that I had to put my dog down.
Oh, it's not easy to do.
And left early. Oh. So just kind of like, you're an adult. You got responsibilities. And we get dogs because we want to give them the best life.
True.
We don't deserve what they give us back.
Wait, listen to this. Amanda, somebody said my literal mom died before my friend's wedding, where I was just one of 10 bridesmaids, still went and played my part. I have a 14-year-old dog and get the attachment, but grow up, that was your sister.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all got 10 friends?
We didn't say best friends.
Some people are out here like that.
We said acquaintances. We said they look good in the dress and they line up in the...
She said 1 of 10. We don't know what number she falls in line, but clearly important enough to be there. But
you know what?
Your mom
passed?
You
cry the day of, you drown your sorrows the day of, and you cry the next day, and you keep going.
You could tuck yourself in a little corner or a room and cry for a little half hour,
DZ,
whatever you need to. I swear.
There's no way I'm not going to a wedding the day after my mom dies. There's no way.
That was a little different.
There's no way.
That's real responsibility.
That's a little different.
Not the man.
Unless there was some kind of issue I didn't know about.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No.
Zip, zip, I don't know. True.
Anyway, moving on. That's not our problem today. All right.
Amanda saying not the jerk.
Thanks, Amanda.
Not the jerk. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
You. Much love. Bye. Good
Last
to hear from you.
But not least, we've got Tanya in Kenosha today.
Tanya?
Yep, our Tanya. She's also got her own theme song. Hey, Tanya.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm reading the texts as they're coming in, and Gabrielle in Kenosha said she wasn't understanding at all. Okay.
Wait, the sister?
Oh, come on. It was 2 days ago. I have doggies. I love doggies. 14 years old. You had your wonderful long life with them. This is your sister. You have the rest of your life with her. She's not the jerk for being upset. Broom brought.
Broom brought.
Oh, you guys all held it down today.
For a second, I thought she was about to say jerk because she was like, I love doggies. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought this was a sweep. Oh, no.
Okay, so you know my brain's moving a little slow. So not the jerk is the, we're saying not the jerk for not going to the wedding.
Broom brought for,
right.
Not the jerk for being mad.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk for being mad. Yeah. The girl with the dog hat is the jerk.
There it is.
That part.
Okay. I actually agree. You should be able to be mad if somebody misses your wedding. But
it's your sister.
But
it
somebody's
wasn't even
dog
the same
died.
Day. Like, you'd understand if that just happened that morning.
That's a huge
this
point.
Was 2 days ago.
Tanya, grief is grief.
No, that's a huge point. I'm not going to lie.
You're right.
This
never mind. I take back what I said.
It's
Forget
a
it.
Distinction between canine and bloodline, if y'all
you know
feel what I'm
Something
saying.
Something did happen to me. I'm not even trying to argue with people. What happened this weekend?
We'll take it. Tanya, we appreciate you. Boom, broad.
Oh, God.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
Oh, my God. 50 first dates. I'm like a whole new person over here.
I got to take it. Got to play a videotape of Allie to explain her life to her every morning. But it works out. We're okay, y'all.
You have to tell me who I am, how I got here, what happened.
Allie, we're at the point in the videotape where we give away tickets. Woosa.
Thank you, DZ. I needed that, actually. All right. We do have tickets this week. I'm very excited about that. And then we are going to talk about more stuff on the show.
A lot more stuff on the show.
All right. 414-533-1037. So 21 Pilots, they're coming to AmFam Amphitheater next month. This is going to be an amazing show. The girl who won yesterday said she saw them three times already.
About to be four.
That's how good they are when you see 21 Pilots. So let's take caller. I'm going to go with caller number 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, 20.
I see you.
414-533-1037. You know how I'm looking for my lucky number?
Is this a
McDonald's
candidate?
The other day, they said 2020 was my total. I'm back on the 20.
Call the 20.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, big wepa.
Buenos dias. So we're giving away these tickets to see 21 Pilots when they come to AmFam Amphitheater next month. This is exciting. Sienna's in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Hi, Sienna.
What you doing in Milwaukee? You still cleaning up flood water? Or were you one of the lucky ones? Talk to us.
We were one of the lucky ones, fortunately. Nice.
That's cool.
Thank
Good for you.
Goodness. Because Good for you. I'm still watching the flood in my feed. I mean, the people in their garages that can't even still get to their car. It's crazy.
People driving this morning when it started raining a little bit, they hit them flashers immediately on PTSD time. They said, no, not this again.
So much PTSD from this storm, you guys.
And we ain't mad at you.
And the best part is I don't remember any of it. Like 50 first dates.
You missed all of the fun.
Yes, which is another story. Okay.
But somebody not missing the fun.
But somebody not missing it. Sienna, how are you? You're going to see 21 Pilots, girlfriend. How about that?
That is so exciting. This will be my fifth time seeing them.
I told you, Allie. I'm telling you, son.
You guys are hardcore, you 21 Pilots fans. I love it when the true fans win, too, man. That's amazing. Wow. Fifth. So you think they're good?
They're okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen them for a long time.
Oh,
it's been a few years.
Pre-COVID.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. So you're ready to come back and see them again. Oh,
full force.
I'm so happy for you then, Sienna.
Bust out all the old band tees. I know you got them.
Yes. Well, Sienna, somebody's going to be in touch. You've got two tickets to the show next month at the AmFam Amphitheater. Have a great time, okay?
Congrats.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Five times. Even I haven't seen anybody five. Have you seen an artist five times? Ever?
I don't think I ever have.
What's the most?
I've seen Tech Nine three times. No, four times, technically. But I was working two of the shows.
Well, that's the thing. I was working at a lot. I've seen Pink about seven times, but I was working for half of them in the beginning because she was brand new.
You feel me? So it's like, can you count those?
I don't know.
I would, technically.
But I'd see her again.
But, wow, five times.
Five times with anyone? We're on the radio and we haven't seen anybody that much. Come on.
It's on par with traveling, like, states away to go see them, right? Like, at that point, true fan where you don't wait until they come to town. You're going to go to town where they at.
No, you're definitely.
Five times. Big ups. Nah.
Amazing.
Big ups, Sienna. Yeah. Good for her.
We'll have another chance tomorrow around the same time. All right, coming up next, we're very excited to talk about a big band coming to our community and how you guys feel about it.
Oh, really?
It has to do with phones in a local school.
Oh, a band.
A band. B-A-N. Sorry.
Dang it, B-A-N. I heard band.
Band. Oh, no, there's no band. There's no money. There's no band. Like, there's nobody playing.
No, I thought we was getting a rack. I was like, we got another stimulus coming?
I wish.
Is it because the flood? What's
I
up?
Wish.
What's up?
No, well, we do not. We do not. But there's something going on locally, and they're trying to ban phones somewhere, so we're going to talk about it next. And I think people are going to be hot about this.
All right.
Including me. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. So I have been wanting to talk about this cell phone ban that they have been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's in the works, but at Arrowhead High School, which is a lot of Lake Country. Arrowhead covers like Heartland, a couple different cities.
It's out there.
But, Delafield-ish.
West.
When you're a Milwaukee people, you go, Lake Country.
And you go, what?
Arrowhead.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But I know Arrowhead is a huge school. I've actually been there.
Giant.
I've spoken in a classroom there.
It's like
I have been
school.
To that school. It's huge.
It's giant. We've been there for a basketball tournament. Giant.
It reminds me of like Kettle Moraine. It's like all these schools feed into it.
Giant.
You know?
Giant. Yeah.
So I saw on the news, and you might have seen this, that they've been arguing about a possible cell phone ban for these kids. And so I thought, well, if anybody's going to discuss it, it's going to be me and DZ. Hello.
Are you talking cell phones?
Hello. We went in on this one because
so what's going on?
They're basically trying to decide. They're speaking out against a proposed cell phone ban. Someone proposed, I guess, a cell phone ban. And so now they're discussing. And you got the school board. You got people chiming in the community on the news.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. So really, this is just us discussing as a community.
And it isn't the first time a phone ban has been proposed.
No,
right?
It says
obviously.
Catholic Memorial has a phone ban. I didn't know that.
A few schools do have phone bans in place already.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, the parents are saying the problem is then they can't get to their kid in case there's a lockdown or any kind of issue that they won't be able to reach their kid. That's what I think a lot of parents are using as the excuse.
If there's a lockdown, hopefully your kid isn't worried about texting. They're more worried about their safety and getting to wherever they need to be to be in lockdown.
Can I say something? As someone who doesn't let her, sixth grader take his phone to school yet, Owen can take it because he's in middle school. Hudson does not take it to elementary school. Some kids do. I don't allow it.
Sure.
I'm like, you can take it to middle school.
Everybody's different.
If I really, really want to get a hold of him, I can email him.
Oh,
and even more, I can call the school.
Yeah, no, that was my thing. I was like, listen.
Like, hello?
And I'm not trying to say, y'all kids don't know nothing about nothing, but do you remember the days where, one, we didn't have cell phones.
It didn't even exist. You just figured it out.
Two,
yeah.
When cell phones were in schools, then you definitely couldn't have cell phones because your teacher would straight up take it from you. There wasn't a no cell phone policy. You just couldn't have phones. We couldn't have gum. Do you remember not having gum?
Oh, my God. If they're mad they can't have a phone, we couldn't have gum. You're so right.
We had to spit out the gum.
Everything. We couldn't have anything.
I got detention for gum, y'all.
Of course you did.
For gum. gum, y'all.
I got detention too, but I don't remember. It wasn't for gum. Well, I know that.
That was only one of the ones one of the times I had detention. But I got detention for gum, of all things. So cell phones is the least of the concerns. We're in too far of a technological age. I ain't even think about an email. All of these kids
that's
got laptops,
what I thought.
Chromebooks, iPads,
that's
something.
And you know what else? Owen, I can speak for him. By the way, 414-533-1037. You can chime in about this proposed cell phone ban. We were talking about Arrowhead High School, but really it could go for any type of school banning cell phones for all I care if you really want to discuss this. But that being said, Owen is not allowed, he walks into his classroom, they have these... they look like shoe racks.
Yep.
And everyone puts their phone in one until the end of class. And then you go at the end of class, you take your phone. So he doesn't even have his phone. Like he has it, but it's put in a pocket where he's not allowed to use it so that he pays attention.
A little phone cubby.
Yeah. So I don't see, like, to me, that's the medium of all of this.
And that would be the solution in a lot of these cases is to implement lock boxes.
Yeah. Because
it's not necessarily a ban. It's just an attention span problem. It's not a ban, it's about a span. These kids that get to keep their phones in their pockets, that don't have those little lock boxes or somewhere designated to put the phone during the day or during class, whatever, they just keep it on them, are constantly using them, have ways to get past the school's firewalls or whatever.
Right.
So they end up doing whatever they want on social media.
Because they're smarter.
Looking up answers. Well,
but you know what? I was thinking about this in the car.
Yeah.
And we can go to the phones too, because I see the phones are ringing. I was thinking about how we still have not gotten through the generations that didn't have cell phones. So like at some point, and basically Owen and Hudson and Sammy, your kids as well, they're going to be in that generation where they don't know anything but technology, right? And we were in the middle where we had half technology and half of our life we had none. You and I are part of those generations, okay?
It won't be until their parents.
But when their parents, we won't even be talking about this because everyone will have had a phone when they came out at birth.
They're going to be going.
And we will be dead.
By that point,
being serious. Like you guys, it's not even, it's going to evolve.
Seriously, by that point, they're going to be just doing class on their cell phone.
Yeah.
So we're not that conversation 50 years in the future. Yeah. That's their conversation, not ours.
You're right. You're right. You know what? The phones are going crazy. Screw it.
Hear me out though.
What?
I support the phone ban.
I do too. We did it without them and we were okay and we had email and we had all these other ways to get a hold of people and I'm not saying I don't want a way to get a hold of my kids. We all do, but I'm also saying let's be rational about what we do and don't need, you guys.
If something's going on at my child's school, you better believe I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
Faster than a text message could reach me. So the phone is a non-issue and I support the ban. I don't know what else to say.
Let's go to line 6 or 7. You can pick. Oh my gosh, they're all blowing up. Hi, Kiss. Who's this? Oh, forget you then.
You got scared.
Fine. 414-533-1037. We'll try 7 and if they don't answer, screw them. Hi, Kiss FM.
Who's this?
Jinx.
This is Maya.
Hey, Maya. Good morning.
Thanks for not hanging up on us, Maya.
Thanks for not being scary.
What do you think of this cell phone ban at Arrowhead? Are you familiar?
I'm not familiar, but I'm really surprised.
Why?
I guess because my daughter is in high school in West Bend.
Okay.
And whenever I need to get a hold of her, I've called the school because she's actually one of those like strict rule follower kind of kids.
Aww, she's a good kid.
Good
mom.
Which is great. Speaking. But I can't get a hold of her on her cell phone. And when I call the school, they're like, they're like, you should probably try calling her on her cell phone first.
Oh no.
Like they flat out tell me to try texting or calling her on her cell phone before them trying to figure out where she is in her schedule.
That's crazy.
That's a problem.
Come on.
Then now you got me pulling to the other side going, well, if the faculty or wherever you, and it is situational, sure.
Yeah.
But if the faculty's not going to care where my kid is, or to invest, then give my kid their cell phone, bro.
Right. Listen to this text. It says, speaking as a K-4-8 school principal, I'm not a fan of kids bringing phones, but I know it's not realistic anymore. Just collect the phones. We have lockboxes in the classrooms. Having your phone on, it's more of a distraction. Parents call and text their kids during the day. Leave them alone. Well, they're learning. Actually, I agree. Stop texting your kids during the day unless it's an emergency and you need to tell them, hey, I need to pick you. Other than that, stop.
And at that rate, you should be saying, hand the phone to your teacher, too, because I got to talk to them. Because that's one thing that does happen. The teacher will lose some of the control because the kid's always going to listen to the parent. And if my mom were to text me or call me in school and then my teacher tells me to sit down, no, my mom just told me to stand up. Bye.
What does this mean? Somebody said, she said West Bend. She didn't need to say anything more. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Leave her alone.
I don't live out there. I don't know. I don't know, Maya. What's that mean?
I don't know. But the phones
that can mean many things. I don't know specifically, but
I'm going to say nothing and say, thank you, West Bend. Have a great day.
I live in Bayview. Appreciate you, Maya.
Yeah, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
The shade they throw on the text line sometimes, you guys.
Hey,
I don't know. Let's go to another line. Screw it. Yeah, why not? Somebody texted in and said, wouldn't it be great if the cell phone companies would come up with an option called school mode? You could have X amount of contacts that are available to you, and then the rest of the apps are locked until they're done with school. Well, they do.
I do like that.
They do. You kind of do have that.
It's a custom do not disturb feature, but it's a school, calling it school mode rather than we've got a work mode, we've got a drive mode. Why not a school mode?
Totally. All right. Let's go to six here and see what they think. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hello.
She said, oops.
Hello. You on air. Good morning.
I didn't know I was going to get called in. Now, hey, it's Ariana from West Dallas.
It's my girl, my savior, Ariana. Ariana. Good morning.
Good morning. I was getting to work and I was waiting. I was like, I don't think I'm going to get picked today.
You got picked. We went for it. Paulina in Milwaukee texted in. Play her theme song. Sorry.
Just a little slide.
Bad Bunny.
Can't leave you out there.
My bad. Now back to the text. Paulina in Milwaukee said, I agree with the phone ban as long as they get it back at the end of the day for transportation communication. Yes, absolutely. By the time they get on buses or walk, they should have their phone back. I mean, duh. Isn't that like a duh?
They shouldn't leave a classroom or a room or whatever without their phone in their pocket, at least in my opinion.
Or in their locker.
Something. Locked up. Something.
What do you think, Ariana, about a proposed cell phone ban? They're just discussing it at Arrowhead High School. So I said, let's bring it on the air because people love to argue about this.
I know. You know what? I actually agree with Paulina because my daughter, she's in elementary. Yeah, she's going into middle school this year, but she has a phone, but she has it locked up because I do need her to call because I'm not the one picking her up from school or anything like that. I do need to make sure like she's at home or anything like that. My mom's or anything like that. So definitely do agree. Yes, ban the phones because these kids nowadays, they're always on their phones, like not paying attention to the teachers or anything like that.
Girl, yes.
Respectful, you know? So no, other than that, no, definitely. I agree, but just keep it locked up for them.
I shouldn't bust him out, but Owen's friends told me he was playing games at lunch. I go, oh, he was he? He was playing video games. Well, then we're going to shut that down so he can engage with his friends a little.
It's lunch. Hold on.
Maybe that's another topic. Should I shut it down at lunch if he's playing video games? That's a topic for another day.
Let me bat for my boy. It's lunch, okay?
Fine.
Let him chew.
That's time for them to engage with each other at lunch.
He went and got a Pepsi and a pack of gum, and he played video games for his lunch hour in middle school. That's what Owen
was
did,
he on
y'all.
Live with some homies? Because then he was still engaging with his friends.
Probably.
What now, huh?
Look, Susie. You know, back in the day, we didn't have none of that.
None of that. Please, girl.
Come on now. Yeah.
I mean, we actually knew cursive.
I swear to God. These kids nowadays can't even read my cursive.
I can sign my name.
These
it's
kids
amazing.
Don't know a signature nowadays.
Hudson always asks me to read cursive for him, too. Swear to God. Yeah.
Make it an app.
All right. Well, Ariana, love you.
Love you guys. You guys have a good morning.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Somebody said, I grew up with technology. I think a ban, no, but the pocket or lockdown during class works. They did it in my high school, and it was better than people freaking out over property. Yeah, just make them put it in a, why wouldn't you just have them put it in a compartment for the class? Is it that hard?
That's part of the ban, though. I think that's what it is. It getting rid of the classroom cell phones is, the ban is not allowing the students to have them freely and openly in the school throughout the school day. So if it is in a pocket, that to these people is a ban.
Ryan from Calabama texted in. He said, cell phones are useless to the students. No need for them.
ChatGPT would bring the difference.
Well, I mean, we wish we had that. Hey, you know? Well, you know what the good news is? We don't have to make the decision.
Yeah,
so
we're
we'll
an adult.
So we'll be watching you, Arrowhead. Good luck. Did you hear Taylor Swift is dropping a new album? Just had to throw that out there. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hadn't heard a thing.
We only played her announcing it 7 times this morning on the radio before I finally stopped. So I won't do it again to you, but it was very exciting. In the middle of the night, Taylor Swift announced TS12 is dropping. We don't have a date yet, but she announced it on Travis and Jason's podcast, and it was great.
I'm surprised the internet isn't broken yet with the news.
I know. I mean, you know. I could play it again, but I won't. No, we have something else to talk about. You go find it yourself, her announcing, and I'm very excited.
Y'all might have seen it already.
All right, so we need to talk about your wife
getting
a clothes subscription.
Yeah.
What made this come up anyway? Because she's about to go back to work. She's a teacher.
Yeah, and well, that's part of it, actually. Well, more or less all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to find clothes. And we're not the only people that go through this. We've had clothes subscriptions in the past.
Yeah.
While we were in college, I had one fresh out of school for some of the professional clothes.
Yeah.
But, it takes away some of the guesswork because it gives you like a little bit of a personal stylist. Her thing, though, is she wants options for work clothes specifically.
Mm.
She doesn't care to pick clothes that are, you know, leisure. She doesn't care.
Right.
You know, she'll buy her own jeans, if you will.
Right, right.
But she wants some of the more the blouses, the pants, the not blazers, but more of like that dressier.
She wants dress casual.
Dress casual.
Is that the way? I was trying to think of the right way to name it.
I couldn't think of the word. But yeah, dress casual
and
stuff.
And she has that kind of job where she could go in, let's be real, on a Friday in jeans, probably in a t-shirt because she's a third grade teacher,
right.
Or she could dress up nice like teachers do. She could probably different outfits,
she
right?
She can mix and match. She can do a
nice.
Bunch of different stuff. And she's at a point, and, you know, full disclosure, after everything that happened last year, you know, when we were pregnant and lost the baby, to now fast forward this year, we're still getting used to changes, right? We're still getting used to our new body, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's something that she's been wanting to do for a while, but then even more so now, she wants to kind of regain a little bit of that confidence in the professional clothes, because she's good picking whatever clothes she's comfortable in at home, with the boys, when we're going out. But
right.
then she's at work going, dang, I don't got no work clothes.
Right.
Right? And
right.
how hard is it to shop for work clothes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need to shop
right.
for work clothes, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're on air here. We could wear whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go to Bucks games.
I love that we can wear whatever we want.
Right?
I'm wearing a t-shirt and yoga pants and a hat right now. That's and a baseball hat. That's what I'm wearing.
I'm wearing the sweats that have been in rotation for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I've probably worn these sweats twice a week
but
for
your
the
shoes
last
are nice.
3 months.
I saw your shoes. They look good.
Thanks.
They're red. I like them. Anyway.
But you know, we don't have to do some of this guesswork. And
yeah.
you know, even for things like Bucks watch games. I buy clothes, and I personally like to shop hands-on, but I understand wanting a clothing subscription. I guess I just don't know what confidence you have in all of the clothes that it brings you, bro, because
I think you do. I think you feel good. You look good, you feel good. Don't you think?
Sure, but then they send you stuff that you've never had a chance to try on, and say you get a clothing subscription that sends you 10 items.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I've done them before.
You don't like any of those 10 items. Now you don't have anything to go off of. Mm. Now you just wasted so much time, have to relabel ship back, and then wait for them to send you
ship.
Some
that ship. Scared me. I thought you said, I told you my brain's not moving as fast these days. You scared
with
me.
A P. Ship.
I had a heart attack there for a second.
You gotta send it back and then wait for what? Them to send you maybe the same stuff over again?
No, they send you, I don't know, because this is interesting. I did one of these a long time ago and I just kept everything like a moron. I never sent anything back, and that's why I probably canceled it, because you end up keeping everything and you don't send anything back.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it was called Stork or something like that. Fashion Stork.
Yep.
When I had fresh out of college, I wanted all the professional stuff. I ended up getting like 5-6 dress shirts that I've never worn in my life because they never fit. Mm. I didn't like them, and I didn't bother to send it back. Why? Because I wasn't going to go through that. I'd rather buy something hands-on and return it to the store that I took it from.
Well, there is something to having someone like dress you, because that's essentially what they're doing with these subscription boxes. You guys can call or text 414-533-1037 if you've ever done them, because are you unsure if she should do it, or what's the question? Like, do you want to do it, or she doesn't know how to, because you could go buy her clothes.
Well, and I do. I buy my clothes. Yeah. I buy my wife clothes all the time, actually.
But to just have like a outfit ready for you that you can mix and match with other things show up in the mail sometimes. It's like having the mannequin from the store show up in your house,
in your room.
And you go, okay, ooh, now perfect. You put this on. It's really like that.
It is really like
that.
Yeah. But then when you try the clothes on and it doesn't fit, then you're still struck for the day with a whole new fit that isn't going to go on your body and you can't return it immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever done one?
Yeah, when I was fresh out of college.
Said that. Yeah.
Like, so when I did Fashion Stork, I kept a bunch of stuff. I did it strictly for professional clothes.
Mm-hmm.
No other clothes. So I only ended up getting suits, ties, dress shoes, pants, stuff like that.
right?
And the stuff that I would get was nice, but a lot of the stuff that I didn't end up using just sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there. Granted, I don't hate the fact that I was able to do a subscription. I don't think it's always worth it, if that makes any sense.
How do we feel about closed subscriptions?
Yeah.
Are they worth it or not, really, is the question. And now the phones, of course, are ringing. You can call or text to 414-533-1037. Let's go to the phone and see what people have to say about closed subscriptions. Turn your radio down. Hi. Screw you then.
Oh, you scary. Oh, y'all scared getting brought
Fine.
On air.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. How do you feel about closed subscriptions? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So we're talking about closed subscriptions.
Yeah.
Because your wife is getting ready to go back. She's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
Poor thing. All you teachers.
Even Shout though
I
out, y'all.
I feel bad for you, but I know you've had all summer off. Give me a break. Forget y'all.
If y'all got kids at home,
you
though.
You got to go back.
You know it ain't summer off.
No, your wife has been working hard, and she's been taking care of you.
But
Aaron's
no.
been working this summer, yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
she wants a clothing subscription, and I fully support. But at the same time, I've had my own personal experience with clothing subscriptions and feel like, for professional reasons, it's not as helpful.
Yeah.
Street clothes, leisure clothes, great, all day. Give me all of the clothing subscriptions. Mm-hmm. Professional clothes, suits, stuff like that, I'm a tailored guy.
Yeah.
You don't get a tailored fit online, personally.
For sure, absolutely. It can make a difference. Let's go to the phones, because Shelly is in Port Washington on 4. She had something to say. Hi, Shelly.
Morning.
Morning.
All right. What do you think?
I love them. I'm also a teacher.
Okay.
So, I don't, no shade or anything, but I'm also going back to work. I actually just got my most recent Stitch Fix box.
Ah, you're a Stitch Fixer.
I am doing Stitch Fix, but I also have done Wantable, which is based out of Milwaukee.
Wait. Wantable's based out of Milwaukee?
I didn't know that. That's super cool.
Is that
cool.
a fact?
That is super cool.
It is. How do we not know that about our own city? I'm embarrassed.
Shelly brought us on, put
anyway,
his own game.
Anyway, go on, Shelly. Anyway.
Okay. I've also done Gwenny B, and Gwenny B is a subscription rental service. So you get 3 items, or you can pay to get, you can get paid to get anywhere from 1 to 3 items, and they send them to you. You can keep them as long as you want, wear them as many times as you want, send it back. get something new.
Wait, wait, wait. So you don't keep them. You wear and send back at your own leisure. Interesting.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I've never heard of one where you don't keep
it. It's a rental.
It's a rental. You don't keep it. Ah.
That was the first one I did. The t-shirt was great. They're mostly dresses, and it was really good. I bought some of the stuff. Like, you can buy it.
Oh, you get the option to keep. Cool.
Yep. I'm sorry, I'm lost now. I'm looking at Wunnable now on Barclay Street in Milwaukee. I'm blown away by this. I'm like, what?
No, this was new information. Cool. That was the gem right there for sure, Shelly. Yeah. That was cool. But you've tried it. You support it. You like it.
I loved it. I think Wunnable was best because it was a little bit cheaper and they had a lot of options. The key thing in any subscription service is to tell them what you are looking for. Make sure your sizes are accurate. Like, do your measurements. Make sure your sizes are accurate. But... like, most of the clothes are really, really, like, the nice thing is, like, the pants are usually really stretchy, which means that even if you are, it's not quite right, it still will probably fit, and yeah. I've had nothing but good luck with them.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. So if anything goes wrong, we know who to call.
Yeah.
You're the one.
Shelly, the representative.
You're the one who gave the endorsement, we remember. We know your number now.
we appreciate your call.
They always send you the bag to send stuff back, so you don't have to pay postage or anything. Just send it. If you don't like it, send it back.
Cool.
Put us
on game. Sorry, now I'm really gone. Now I'm looking at the CEO of Wunnable. I'm long gone.
Oh, you're in
so
a rabbit
I'm
hole.
Lost.
No, we
okay,
appreciate
bye,
Shelly.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Much love.
All right, Amanda is in Racine also, and she has something to say about the subscription box because your wife's considering. Amanda. Got it. Amanda.
Shelly got me confused, too, because I thought Wantable was a cafe in Milwaukee that I go to. Now I'm just lost.
Nope. Subscription.
That's a subscription box. I mean, even if you have never used it, I would think you've heard of it, even if you don't know what it is. Have you heard of Wantable, Shirley? Come
no.
on. Oh, geez.
No, just the cafe, literally.
Well, now you know and you learn something new, too.
Carl and Indy texted, and let's address this quick before we get to Amanda. He said, why can't Aaron go to Goodwill? That's where the bargains are at. You know what, Carl?
We've done the Goodwill thing
back
in the day.
No, there's a reason for that.
What?
Thanks. Their clothes are smelly and you can never get that out.
I got a ton of clothes when I lost weight. I got a ton of clothes when I lost weight at Goodwill. It was amazing. However, that being said, for your wife to go back to school, and she gets new clothes.
I love Goodwill.
That's the way I feel about it.
The boys, they're going to be shopping at Goodwill at some point. The wife, she's going to go ahead and get herself, you know, something new, whether it's a subscription or whether we're going to buy. I like buying new. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Shelly, though. I mean, whatever you say.
Stitch
Fix. That's going to be great. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you use subscriptions?
I've done it before, and to get professional clothes, I think is good, because I got a really fancy, like, trench coat that was in salmon. I was rocking it, you know?
Amanda, come on. You wear a cardigan every day. Stop acting like you switched it up. Are you being serious?
Where do you think them cardigans came from?
I really did.
Stitch
that
Fix.
Inspiration. Yeah.
That's exactly where cardigans came from.
Are you and Aaron going to do this? Is Aaron going to do this?
I think so. At least try it. Even though I'm not necessarily supportive of it because it didn't work for me, my body type, and when I got clothes sent to me.
I want to see her first outfit.
All right. We'll
bet
try
she'll
it.
She'll look amazing.
I like, really, Wantable seems like a dope option to go through, especially because it's local. It's
and
headquartered
we can drive
in Milwaukee,
there.
And we can pull up.
And be like, excuse me, I don't like this outfit.
Local
Give me a different one.
Local enough to where I can bring it back.
Oh my girl. Watch that runway. You got it.
I want to return this right now. I need to return this item right now. I bought it on Wantable.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, we're hitting the runway. All right, Amanda, thank you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Who said I do a mystery yoga clothes box quarterly and I love it? Yoga clothes?
Yoga clothes. Huh. What's that like? Fabletics?
It'd be like, I mean, like, look, I have on, it'd be like these and a workout top.
Yeah. See,
I don't know why I had to get up from the mic to say that.
There's subscriptions for clothes of all varieties.
Yeah.
And I just looked it
Sweatpants.
Up.
Sweatpants.
There's even one for women that are short. It says,
women that are tall?
It's a short story box for women 5'4" and under.
Short women have plenty of clothes. Talk to the tall ones, DZ. Hi.
You're going to have to Google that one on your own. I'm sorry.
Fine. I'll start my own.
My wife's short.
Here she is. Never mind. You're right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Just a reminder, we've got tickets for Tacos and Tequila Festival up on our website this week at 1037kissfm.com. You can go enter to win them. Good luck.
Win them online. Mm-hmm. Yay, you.
Yay, you. You can see all the people coming to town. B.O.B., Trina, Lil Jon.
What?
It's going to be a Timbaland.
Tim's coming?
It's going to be a good festival.
It's going to be a good festival.
Go try to win them on our website. They're up there for you guys all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do a flood check? Flood check.
I think we got a flood check.
Yesterday, I got home from work, still a little out of it, and I walked over to my neighbors because they had flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people around me had flooding. I got lucky.
Which is nice.
Which I had the hospital stay. Everybody else had flooding. Only handle one thing at a time, okay?
Had your own issues going on.
I don't think I could have done both.
Mother Nature said, avoid Allie's house today. God. She's not doing good.
But I did feel bad. Like, my neighbors were out drying things off yesterday all day. I was outside checking in on them and being like, and I said, are you keeping that rug? They go, absolutely not. That rug is done. I mean, it's dripping. The rug's been wet for 2 days and it's still dripping.
It's done.
How is your flood situation at your house? Because I was clean. Yeah. Thank God.
Really, thank God. You got a sump pump, right?
I do.
You lucky.
Can I tell you something? Mm. Wait, you don't have a sump pump?
No.
Okay, do you know mine broke about 5 years ago and I had to replace it and I had a flood?
Our friends broke too in this flood. Yeah.
It's worth every penny to replace it.
Dog?
I replaced it immediately. My plumber came and he fixed it. I bought a new one and it was worth every penny and it was fixed. So
you know how many people were out buying sump pumps yesterday?
Well, do you want to know something? Yes, because do you know why?
What?
I asked Owen if I could borrow his fan because it's been so hot out.
Sure.
So I wanted his fan in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And he said no. So I said, fine, let's go to the store and get one. DZ, we drove, get this, to Walmart. And I went, I'm such a moron. There's not going to be any fans. There was the great flood of 2025.
Everybody's drying stuff off.
And there were zero fans at the store because everyone needed them for their carpets and drying. And I felt so dumb last night. I go, you should have known better, Allie. There's no fans around here.
I could imagine that the only fan you might have found is one of those like handheld fans.
Exactly what it was, the tiny ones.
Yep.
And I
not even a desk fan. Even those are gone.
I looked at Owen. I go, should I get the small one? He goes, Mom. And we left.
Better than nothing, I guess.
We didn't get one. But the fans were all sold out too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How are you guys doing now?
I think it's proper to assess, you know, the flood damage right now because it is technically 2 days through.
Yeah.
You're finally starting to look around and make the checklist of, like, what's garbage, what's toast, what's salvageable. I think I'm pretty happy to report the only thing that was genuinely ruined was the rug that was on top of our carpet in the basement.
Yeah.
Which that soaked up water. It was already stained, old, and grody, so it was fine to toss out. But aside from that, it's the asbestos tiles underneath that carpet because the carpet is nailed down to the ground. It's not a carpet that we could just roll up and throw out like the rug that we just did.
Mm.
So our damage doesn't transcend far past that. We were able to get downstairs at 3 o'clock in the morning when it was getting bad. Had we been in the basement 20 minutes later, we would have been having a different conversation.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh,
had
my
we
gosh.
Even 20 minutes any longer, and we would have been having a different conversation with the situation in our basement, because we caught it right before it started touching the furnace, before it started touching the water heater, before it started touching more electrical stuff. We were close to being ruined.
Oh, what is Bayview? Everybody's doing extra trash pickups, I think, this week, because there's so much trash now from people having to pull things out of their house. I can't even imagine.
All of Milwaukee, I believe, is free, you know, trash pickup for like the next week, basically.
Oh, thank God.
Our neighbors, a few doors down.
Yeah. How did your neighbors do?
They must have got hit pretty hard.
Aww.
It looks like they had a lot of water running in from like a retention wall that's in their backyard.
No.
So I think they got swamped up. They had couches outside ruined. They had
armoires
out there that were just toast. Stuff that you could tell.
Flood check.
Unsalvageable.
Flood check. 414-533-1037. Where are you at in the, are you dry like me?
Yeah.
Did you have a little bit like DZ? Did you have a lot like DZ's neighbors?
Did you swim in your basement
like
some people?
Are you still okay? Yeah, did you swim through the fair? Did we see you on the news?
Honestly,
we might have.
Let's flood check. Where are we at now, you know, 24 hours for sure post?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk to you guys next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, hueva.
We are talking about the flood check because we want to check in with everybody and see how they're doing. I got lucky and I did not have any damage. I just looked at DZ though and I said, okay, you have to pick. Do you want to be in the hospital for 5 hours with no memory like me, or do you want to have a flooded basement? You have to pick, because that's what happened on Saturday.
So y'all better be ready for the question of the day tomorrow.
I think I'd pick hospital, but we were just discussing off the air because of the chaos of Saturday night. Maybe that's the question tomorrow.
I ain't gonna lie to
All
you,
right.
bro. But
so it is what it is.
It is what it is. But we're flood checking because it's not just homes. It was cars. People have totaled vehicles because they got submerged in so much water. State Fair got canceled,
dude.
People were stuck on top of their
roofs. Ever been canceled?
Not like that.
No way.
They closed early at some point in history, but this is a 1 in 1,000. Like, it's a 1,000-year flood is what they're calling it. A 1 in 1,000-year flood. Now, that doesn't mean that the flood happens like once every 1,000 years.
It just means that's the odds, like winning the lottery.
1 in 1,000.
Of this happening to us. It's
1 in 1,000 odds of this happening per year. And we hit that 1,000 and it hit.
Well, you might be wrong because Leah's in South Milwaukee and she said she's still recovering from a flood before the flood. And I'm like, excuse me?
1 in 2,000?
I'm sorry, what?
2 in 1,000? What
Leah,
is it? What
girl.
Are the, what are the odds? Leah,
girl.
Good morning.
Leah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you there. Talk to
All
us.
All right, what's the deal? You have another flood? I don't understand.
What was the last flood?
This flood was about 10 years ago here in South Milwaukee.
Oh.
And my car died under the bridge on Marquette Avenue. It flooded often, but a guy right in front of me plowed right through, had no problem, but that's my luck. If it wasn't for bad, I wouldn't have any. My car died. I grabbed all my stuff. I opened the door, and the water was just below the door level.
Oh, gosh.
By the time I was able to get the little few yards to get out from where the water was, I turned around. It was halfway up my door.
Yo, that's fast.
Later, all you could see was the very tippy top of my car.
Oh, that's scary. That's really fast.
And that's from 10 years ago?
That was like 10 years ago. So all of this is seriously bringing back some memories.
Is your car okay with this time around?
Basically, she's re-traumatized is what she's getting at.
Basically,
oh,
yeah.
Poor thing. Oh, no. Oh.
How'd you deal this time around with the flood?
My car's great now, but that car, ironically, I just opened it up, it was the middle of summer, so I just opened it up, let it dry out completely. I never even tried to start it. Mm. We towed it to the mechanic. He drained everything, refilled everything, and that puppy ran for another 3.5 years for me.
Yep, it cranks back
crazy.
On. that's a feel good.
Well, we're glad that you're okay after two floods.
Yeah, seriously. Now we understand what you mean by you still suffering from the last flood.
This really brings back memories. So I seriously pray for all these people that do have any damage because it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
No, it's stressful and hard. Like, not only the physical part of getting it all out, then you got to deal with the mold and the water.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you've got to deal, you know, it's just a hot mess for everybody.
This is weeks to months to maybe years, you know, like, as we're finding out here talking to Leah in the making. Because think about it, bro. There's water that now has oil, has gasoline, mm-hmm. has car fluids, whether it be a coolant or sealant or not sealant, yeah. but anything. All these things that leaked into our waterways.
Any kind of fluid we don't want in waterways, basically.
You know, the water treatment plant's about to go in overdrive, dog.
Oh my gosh.
We shouldn't be drinking the tap water
Wait,
right now.
I have to tell you. I can't believe I didn't tell you yet what I found in my yard yesterday in the ditch.
Probably a fish.
Close.
What
close.
Was it?
You ready for this? I'm going to show him a picture, and he can tell you and the listeners, Leah, what it is. You ready to see what I found in my ditch?
In your ditch, it was... You found a conch shell?
It's a seashell.
What is that?
Dude, you guys, I live nowhere near the ocean. I live nowhere near water. The seashell was in my ditch yesterday, which means it either got flown out of a house or it ended up from some kind of riverway all the way at my house in the middle of the suburbs. I mean, the fact that
that was fully intact, bro.
It's a full seashell. Wow. I picked it up and everything.
You put your ear to that, you're going to hear the ocean.
There's a seashell in my yard yesterday. It was crazy.
Did you pick it up?
Hell yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, you got to keep that. That's
Hell
cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes. Owen said it was good luck.
Hey, a 1 in 1,000, bro. Or
crazy.
2 in 1,000, technically.
Well, I'll be with my seashell over here.
Okay, Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Leah.
Appreciate
Thanks for
you.
Calling.
Guys, you have a wonderful day.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Let me read this text at 414-533-1037. Amanda said, Central West Bend, we had 9.5+ inches of rain from Saturday to Monday. Sewer backed up into the basement about 3 inches or feet deep at the highest. That's a big difference.
Is it a one swoop or is it two? What's the tick mark
two.
On it? It's 2 inches.
So it's inches, thank God. 3 inches deep at the highest. Another 1.5 inches of rain this morning that leaked into the basement again. Oh, Amanda!
I haven't asked my wife yet because I know it rained enough and I don't want to know. I do not want to know.
Pouring this morning.
The humidifier is going strong right now in the basement because that smell sucks. It is so gross.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Crazy.
I hate mildew.
All right, let's go to Luke and Economowoc. Last but not least, we're doing a... Well, who likes mildew, DZ?
I don't know. Maybe there's some weirdos out there that like the smell of mildew.
Luke, we're doing a flood check. What's going on by you? Come on.
Well, first off, we're not the weirdos in Economowoc. We don't like mildew either.
There you go.
Fair enough.
Cool.
Thank God.
Well, I got alley beat, no hospital visits, and we also got dry basement, but
Forget
we are lucky
you, Luke.
Enough at our house.
I'm kidding.
We got a sealed basement in our house, so we don't even have a sump pump or nothing, but my neighbor just stuck like $70,000 into his basement to
what?
Get all remodeled, and now he's got to get it all remodeled
again
because
Luke,
it's ruined.
I know
another couple that literally just finished doing their basement like a week ago, and same thing, flooded, destroyed.
Could you
they
imagine?
Bought it, they redid it, destroyed.
There's no amount of solace that's going to make me feel better after that, bro, because it's so expensive. You take so long, and it is so heartbreaking. Oh,
I have a question for Luke, though. You said your basement is so explain
to
me.
Sealed?
How is it sealed that it will not no flood can get in? I'm curious. What does that mean?
So our basement is full on concrete.
Yeah.
And we only have a ranch home.
Okay.
So we don't have any retaining walls or egress windows or anything around.
Is
that where they come in? Like the windows and the retaining walls?
If there's no cracks, then
Right, as long as you have no cracks in your concrete or nothing, and your basement's fully fine and sealed. Like, I seal mine like every 2 years. I've been sealing mine.
Luke, come over and seal mine. Okay.
Luke, say less.
Luke.
You're hired, my guy.
Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.